There was a time when unions ruled the workplace. From industry to entertainment, unions created strength in numbers for the workers, which resulted in fair pay, working conditions, among the many other benefits. Today, union membership across the board is at a historic low. Well, most sure some unions still project a base of power, but is that base becoming more like sand rather than concrete? Take the teachers' unions, for example. The image is what they want is what they get, from paychecks to policies. But does the rank and file of teachers see the picture that same way? Here to discuss the trends that reveal the truth is the executive director of the Association of American Educators, Colin Sharkey. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
And learn more about the organization, Association of American Teachers, AAETeachers.org. And as I said in the introduction, Colin, teachers union, especially here in New Jersey, by the way, if you look at the NJEA headquarters on State Street in Trenton, it's more palatial than some say the State House where the politicians work for as a comparison. So the image projected is that this is a power that talks for the masses. And when you look at a recent study, how does that image hold up to reality?
It's certainly not the complete story. The survey that the Teacher Freedom Project put out revealed that there was a surprising number of teachers that didn't sign on to a lot of what the union fights for, stands for, strikes for, and it came as quite a surprise to a lot of people to find this out. It's kind of the first they're hearing that there are teachers who don't subscribe to the union's narrative.
When you look to, or at least up to a point, teachers were mandated in many states to be a part of a union, and some states they were absolved of having that requirement. A state like New Jersey, for example, you have a 10-day window out of 365 days to bail out of the union. So they're not letting you loose without a fight. But this study from teacherfreedom.org is really interesting because it shows not just general numbers, but it shows between Democrat and Republican teachers, those making less than 15K a year, more than 100K a year, different ages. The one thing I noticed, too, that runs through this survey, there's a very large disparaging view of teachers under 35 and over 35, with the under 35 really want to go on their own in a lot of the elements that the study asks about.
That's right, and there's really two big reasons why that's the case, that the younger teachers are separating from the traditional position of public employees. One is the contracts favor years in service and more senior employees. It has a lot of emphasis on job protection, very little interest in measuring performance, new ideas. So you have young idealistic teachers disappointed with the system they're starting in as a new teacher. So they're saying, this contract doesn't work for me. I would be open to negotiating for myself. All teachers surveyed by this project, about 2,000 teachers that were surveyed just in those states that were impacted by the Janus Supreme Court decision, 35% of them want to negotiate their own contract. But when you ask just younger teachers, it's 48%. So nearly half of teachers under 35 said, I'd rather negotiate for myself. So the one big issue is the contract doesn't really fit them. The other is we may be seeing a generational shift for the same reasons that younger people subscribe to Netflix and package together streaming options rather than the traditional big cable package that the previous generation, you either had it or you didn't, and that was how you were able to get TV. So time will tell if there's a really lasting generational shift that young people want to personalize their compensation, or maybe it's just a matter of as they get older, they would be interested in the contract. Time will tell, but 48% is a pretty big number. The union should be concerned with how dissatisfied their young members are.
And playing off to that and looking more long-term instead of versus the here and now, the question was, as a teacher, I would like the option of a 401k retirement plan instead of a pension, which when you say pension in New Jersey, the pension fund is more underfunded than Social Security is, which is how miserable that situation is. If you look at the under 35s, 41% would rather do a 401k and do their own thing for their long-term savings instead of a pension. Over 55, 31% are in favor of that idea.
That's right, and you think about it, it does serve the previous generation. It really serves the retirees in some respects. And the youngest teachers are coming in and saying, this isn't a great deal for me. I'd rather have more compensation and pay my student loans or have a 401k and have some control over my retirement. And the one-size-fits-all contract just doesn't fit all. And the survey is one of the first that has revealed this, and hopefully there's more data coming out to identify other areas. So particular states, like you mentioned New Jersey, if there's a real pension crisis, the number should be going up, because who wants to buy into that? If it becomes a Ponzi scheme, the people paying into it now are usually the ones who lose. So the younger teachers are saying, no, thank you. I'd like control over my pension. AAE, the Association of American Educators, when we survey our members, we have 22,000 members across the country. They join AAE instead of the union in most cases. The numbers are much, much higher than the Teacher Freedom Survey. Teacher Freedom Survey is a sample of all teachers. But our numbers are about 65% want to negotiate their own contract, and closer to 80% want a 401k instead of a pension.
Colin Sharkey, who is the executive director of the Association of American Educators, as I mentioned, AAEteachers.org is their website, and you're listening to Wishes and Ideas. Another question was, I agree with the way the union spends my money. The vast majority, especially the younger someone is, the more they disagree with the situation. But there's a pretty across-the-board discontent with that. And, again, using New Jersey as a reference, I can go over everything from political advocacy to it's called release time, where there are teachers who don't teach. Jersey City is the latest case of this. It's gone back to an appeals in a court case where there's teachers who are designated to be teachers, but all they do all day is union work. And if I'm a new teacher starting out and I'm seeing someone getting a six-figure salary and not ever going into a classroom, I'm going to have some questions about that situation.
Oh, absolutely. And really, that question, that 39% of teachers, only 39% of teachers agree with how their union spends their money, is part of the reason why the Janus decision was so important. The union was spending involuntary money on things, and their own members aren't that happy. And it's everything from an ostentatious building by the Capitol, six-figure salaries for Uniserv reps, political agenda. As you mentioned, New Jersey has a great example of essentially funding a Republican's campaign against a Democrat because the NJEA's feud with the Senate president. So you have not just which party they're funding, but just politics in general. Teachers would rather decide where to spend that money. I think the number goes up significantly among Democrats and those making over $100,000. They're okay with how the union spends the money, but it plummets for people making under $50,000 and for Republicans, and for obvious reasons. The union's agenda does not align with theirs, and they'd much rather use that money for their own needs.
Well, I'm always curious, too. How many teachers aren't positive that they can opt out of union membership, and they have options? But, of course, your website helps every teacher in any state. If you're listening in New Jersey on the stream, you can find out. There are opt-out options and rights in every state, aren't there?
Absolutely. The Janus decision freed all teachers, all public employees, really, to be able to decide for themselves whether or not they want to belong to a union. They can still join a union. It didn't take that away from anybody. But anybody who was already in a union or is a new employee gets to decide for themselves. Unfortunately, New Jersey is one of the worst states when it comes to how difficult it is to exit the union. In preparation for Janus, we'll say public unions together, I'm sure the NJEA was very supportive of it, put together a bill that would change the window, the opt-out window, to just 10 days and not the same 10 days for every employee. It makes it very difficult for a public employee to exercise their association rights. Teacherfreedom.org is a place anybody can go to, any state. There's resources on there. There's the letter to fill out in order to leave. And some of those opt-out windows, thankfully, are being challenged in court so that people can truly decide for themselves.
With alternatives being in mind, what is it that the Association of American Educators offers teachers who do want that freedom and not have to, you know, be a part of the pack and instead have something that's, at least for their individual situation, benefits themselves the most?
Yeah, so AAE for $16.50 a month provides liability insurance, access to attorneys if a teacher's job is threatened, as well as it's a philosophy of student-oriented, personally fulfilling teaching, which differs quite a bit from a lot of the message you hear from the traditional unions. These are teachers who think, I didn't get in this to be a striker or protester or political a messenger for the union. I got in this to be an educator, and I want an association that supports me in doing that. So they save money from leaving. I think union dues in New Jersey are upwards of $1,000. They still secure their necessary benefits as a professional, liability insurance and access to attorneys. And then there's savings and discounts and other traditional benefits.
And you can learn more at AAEteachers.org. That's the website for the Association of American Educators. We've been joined by their executive director, Colin Sharkey. Colin, thanks for helping explain some of the trends that are happening, probably surprising to maybe even people in the teaching industry and the world. And thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris.